CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
Hello, this is CITR 101.9 FFM. FF. We got everybody in here today. This is broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC campus. I'm going to be co-hosting today. This is Isaac, and I'm with...
I see it.
Thank you. And the first song we listened to was Closer by Raven Lynae. You should check her EP out. Crush is pretty good. I see it. Told me to listen to it. And I like it a lot. And speaking of new music that we like, what has everybody been listening to lately that's got their interest going? Anybody want to start off? Or should I start off? Okay, Isia?
Yeah, sure. I've been listening to Smooth Criminal on repeat, mostly. And Raven Lynae. But yeah, mostly those two things.
There's a sick, I don't know if it's new or not, but the album Black Swan by Smito.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I listen to that album like every single day.
Yeah, the artist we just listened to, I'm pretty sure she has a feature on one of the songs
yeah.
in the Smino album.
Oh, that whole
yeah,
album.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
I love it.
Yeah, it is a good album. This is Ava. Also.
I'm not going to do names.
The new MGMT album was also really good. Yeah. I liked it a lot. Yeah.
IC and I have been talking about the MGMT album for like a month. But we've had a lot of guests recently, so we're finally going to talk about it. So it's just nice to like, recollect. I really like Me and Michael. When You Die. The music videos too, if you haven't seen them. I've been listening to Radiohead a lot lately. Obviously not new, but it's just good. It's just good. Yeah, also Frank Ocean all the time, you know, but a lot of good concerts coming out, a lot of good stuff coming out right now. I like the new Vince Staples song.
Yes.
Yeah, I just saw it on your screen, so.
Can we just talk about, okay, basically Vince Staples, he made like a GoFundMe for $2 million for him to like basically shut up forever. And like it's a real GoFundMe. And then he like released a song, explicit content, called Get the Fuck Off My Dick. And like it's so funny. He's just like, he's carried his like personality so far, and he gets so much crap for it because people are like, stick to your music, like stop having an actual personality. But I feel like that's the best part of him, is like how funny and like how much he doesn't care about anyone. So it's good single, very good single.
Yeah, he also was on Twitter and he said, show me your where you sit down when you review hip hop. He's like, if you don't have a chair, if you're just a green screen in a warehouse, you can't review hip-hop. And then all the big channels responded, and he was shouting out all the good channels. He, like, retweeted Anthony and a bunch of other people. So it's pretty interesting. Yeah, he's just been, like, super vocal on Twitter lately. Anyone else have anything they've been listening to recently that want to talk about?
My favorite song of the day is People Got a Lot of Nerve by Nico Case.
Listening to the new Wonder Years single. They've got a new album coming out next month. Their new track, Sister Cities, was pretty cool. It's definitely a new sound, I'd say, but I think it's a good progression.
Listening to the new U.S. Girls and the new Soccer Mommy album, both pretty great.
Serpent with Feet just released a song called Bless Your Heart, all in lower caps. And it's really, it's like listening to like angels and like the harmonies, and it's beautiful, and the album art is like beautiful, and the music video is insane. So 10 out of 10 would recommend Serpent with Feet. Yeah.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Anything new? Anything old? What are you listening to?
Yeah, I've been actually listening to a lot of Jack Johnson.
Oh, yeah, good.
And also Radiohead. I keep on listening to Creep. Like Creep, like literally on replay.
A staple, honestly. I was like studying the other day, and I really had that one song, like Super Rich Kids by Frank Ocean, stuck in my head.
Yeah.
So I just clicked on it on iTunes, and I didn't realize that it would just play all the variations. So it was like 45 minutes of all the different variations of that one song. And then by the time I'd actually realized it was just the instrumental, and I was just bopping along doing my homework. I was just like, okay, how long has the song been playing? A jam, though.
That's true. Anything else? Anyone else? No. Should we talk about our soundtrack thing, Icia?
Our soundtrack thing?
Oh. Yeah, do you want to bring that up?
Sure. Well, I was just thinking, I watched, like, Black Panther three weeks ago, and like a big part of that movie was the soundtrack. It had like Kendrick and like a bunch of TDE artists on it, and it was super popular and like everyone enjoyed it. And like since that was such a big aspect of like such a big movie, and like soundtracks are usually a very big part of a lot of great movies, so just wanted to talk about that and if there's any soundtracks that have meant anything to anyone. Like personally, like, I love the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack just because
it's so good.
Like, the fact that they got, because if you haven't watched Scott Pilgrim, there's bands that exist within the movie, but they got, like, real musicians to write the songs for them. So, like, Broken Social Scene did a couple songs, Beck did a couple songs, then, like, one of the songs is, like, borrowed from Metric, and, like, it's just so cool and how, like, important the music is in that movie and, like, makes it so great.
although those that one band, what were they called?
Crash and the Boys?
No, Sex Bomb.
Sex Bomb.
That was the was the band that made me like want to learn instruments. I was like, wow, I'm such a punk teen.
The first song I learned on the bass was Garbage Truck by Sex Bomb.
It's just so much
fun. Three notes.
They were like the epitome of cool when that movie came out. You're like, I want to be exactly like all those characters.
Yeah, especially like Kim, like the drummer.
Yes.
Oh my God.
A cool angry person.
I'm so sorry. I had a random song.
Anyone else with their soundtracks want to talk about Hans Zimmer?
Actually, no. You know what? I was gonna say Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
At the end, they play The Temptations. Was it Ain't No Mountain High Enough? There was like a bunch of just like really good oldies on there. I feel like recently they've just been doing like a lot better more throwback music.
I feel like I really like the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, but yeah. I kind of don't like the precedent it sent, because people saw the soundtrack and they saw how well the movie did, and they're like, oh, people like it when you just throw a bunch of popular songs like into the movie.
But like no movies like really like, well, like I feel like that was the first movie in a while that's been using
older music. I thought it was really cool, but then you end up also with stuff like Suicide Squad, where they throw Bohemian Rhapsody in a movie.
Man, honestly, so many movies use the Rolling Stones. Like, it's the biggest kill. Like, it honestly kills the music to a point. But like, you never hear it. Like, you rarely hear like Temptations.
Yeah,
stuff. And
for
it's,
sure.
It's nice to hear. But I agree with you, man.
I think a movie that used music in like a super original way was Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. Also
like,
good.
Some Barry White.
Yeah, it's like, like the movie is
the opening scene.
Yeah, like the opening scene's amazing, and like
so
the shootout scene.
Yeah.
I think that's it's like choreographed. The movie is choreographed to the music, which sounds insane if you're like a gun shootout choreographed to like a song. But once you see it, it's actually amazing, and like probably took the most planning. Like, you can see how much work they put into that movie, so that's super cool.
I think you'd mentioned Hans Zimmer as
Zimmer.
Well. Hans Zimmer.
Yeah.
That, like, oh my Inception, God. He's done Inception. How many? Yeah, he did Time with Inception. He did like Planet Earth.
He did Madagascar.
Spirit,
you guys are
Madagascar.
Curious.
He's done like what, over like 200 movies or something?
Yeah. He had a set of Coachella a couple years ago.
Yeah.
That's
so cool. What a guy, honestly.
Yeah. We all are forgetting the most important soundtrack out there, which is Shrek.
If we're talking about choreographing to music, then in the opening scene of Shrek, where he opens the bathroom door, and they say, "Somebody once told me," and
it's
then
not
the rest
even
of the
a
song,
joke. Like, this is like full-heartedly,
honestly,
like, I believe that Shrek is the best.
Is the Shrek 1 soundtrack overrated or underrated?
It's underappreciated.
Underappreciated. Overrated?
Like,
underappreciated.
Donkey? Like, Donkey singing? Highlight of my childhood and my future adulthood and whatever I am in right now.
Like
honestly,
whenever you're in a funk,
the
Shrek
soundtrack is, like, where I heard a lot of old music for the first time. Because in, like, the second movie, they do the part where they all sing at the end of it. Like, the far, far away idol. Yeah, and Simon Cowell's there. And everyone turns and they're like, Simon! And they just go and just sing a bunch of oldies. It's sweet.
Another soundtrack I really liked was the Call Me By Your Name soundtrack. I've been dying to talk about this because that soundtrack was just as pretty as the whole movie.
Quick going back to Shrek 2 soundtrack. sorry, Britta. They have an amazing cover of Changes on there. It's just like really lovely, and it's like very, it's really great for kids to like introduce them to like classic rock, I think. That's my opinion on that.
Mm-hmm. Also talking about Shrek. Do you guys know the song Live and La Vida Loca? I think it's by Ricky Martin. I was on the comment section of that a little while ago, and there's this one dude going like, oh, I can't listen to the song. It just brings back traumatic memories. Someone else was like, of what? And the dude's like, Gingerbread Man dying.
Brenna, to acknowledge your Call Me By Your Name shout out before we went back to Shrek, there's a song on that album. It's in the trailer too. It's like the really pretty, like twinkly one. It's called Un Parc sur le Chien from Memoirs by André Laplante. And I'm sorry, my French accent is trash, but that's a beautiful song. I think everyone should listen to it and like weep by themselves.
That was definitely one of the highlights. It's so pretty. I listen to it while I'm studying all the time. It's so good. And also, I was listening to it and it kind of, I was listening to it, this is really familiar. And I was trying to think about what I was trying to relate it to, and it definitely sounded like the intro to The Little Bear Show. Like, I don't know if you guys remember, I was talking about this earlier, but yeah. The cartoon Little Bear, I loved it, and I went and Googled the soundtrack for it. It's actually so simple and beautiful. It's a bunch of, like, cute little violin and piano, like, quirks. I love it. So underrated. Go check it out.
Yeah, and there's all the cool, like, 80s French pop music and, yeah. like, yes. funky, like,
or the Subhan Stevens show, or yeah. songs on them, too.
Yeah.
Really pretty.
He performed at the Oscars. He didn't win. Which I'm mad about.
Subhan.
Sufa what? Subhan.
I have this really funny story where I was at Sled Island in Calgary, which is like a music festival over the summer. And every show we went to, there was this kid wearing a shirt that said Subhan Fever.
Subhan.
I don't know why I say so how do you?
Sufjan, I think.
Sufjan? I always thought it was Subhan.
It's unconfirmed.
We were not. It's undecided. Anyway, every single show we went to, there was this kid wearing the same shirt every day, and it was a Subhan Fever shirt.
You can't.
Subhan Fever. He was at every single show, and like just rocking out front stage. And so now every time anyone says that name, I just associate it with this kid.
Okay, this is a complete coincidence, but if you listen carefully in the background, Sufjan is playing right now.
Whoa.
Wow. It's crazy how the world works. Okay. yeah, soundtracks.
I also think for my Studio Ghibli fans out there,
yeah,
or however yes. you want to say it, there's a great compilation by Joe Hisaishi. I don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm not. But it just has all the best songs from all the films and just all together. I listen to that when I'm studying. It's just really relaxing.
Is it the one where the thumbnail is like them sitting on the train?
No, it's this.
Oh, that's
so, sort of, looks like a four-leaf clover, maybe. Around this dude. I'm not sure though.
I like it.
But shout out to that guy. Yeah. So, anything else? Any other soundtracks? Any songs? Mm-hmm. We could also talk about TV shows.
I feel like.
I guess. Stranger Things.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Gossip Girl, one of the best soundtracks of the early 2000s. I watched an episode today. They played 4 Julian Casablanca songs in one episode. They had Albert Hammond Jr. on that show, Lady Gaga, St. Vincent, Sonic Youth. Can we talk about Gossip Girl and, like, the sheer amount of talent they've had, like, on the show? Like, on
yeah,
it. Not even in the soundtrack, but on it.
It's interesting because they're, like, actually, like, yeah, like, you can see them when you're watching. You see the band actually play because they have a ridiculous amount of parties on Gossip Girl. So there's yeah. a perfect opportunity.
Speaking of, the OC actually had some really good music. Like, Sufjan Stevens, his most played song on streaming services is To Be Alone With You, which was not a single or anything. It just happened to be on one episode of the OC.
When I think about TV show soundtracks, I always go back to Scrubs and How I Met Your Mother. I think those are two shows that use music to convey so much of emotion, right? Like, without those tracks, the shows would just be completely different.
Yeah, there's also those songs that are, like, iconically used in just so many iconic, yeah, in so many movies, like Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic mm-hmm. Zeros. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's at a lot of climactic parts in movies, as well as, like, Midnight City by MA3. I feel like that's in everything, and every time I listen to that song, I'm like, something should be happening to me. Like, I can't just sit and listen to it, because it's, like, so used.
I think for me, soundtracks and TV shows, the like first 5 seasons of Supernatural got me really into like early rock, like AC/DC, Black Sabbath, for years, before the show fell apart. 8 seasons ago.
I feel like Shameless also had a pretty decent soundtrack. It was a little angsty, but it was still like, you loved those songs, you can't deny it.
A super weird part of that show, because I watched like I guess it's on the 8th season now, so I watched like 7 seasons of it in like a month.
Oh my god.
And like when the music finally caught up to like me actually knowing it, it was really weird. Like they were playing like a Maroon 5 song and they were like in a car and it made me super uncomfortable. I don't know why. I was like, this is wrong.
I'm just remembering now the best soundtrack that I've listened to on a movie. Was Almost Famous.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that?
Almost Famous.
Yeah, that was my favorite soundtrack in the movie.
I think another good soundtrack, this is from a video game, but Undertale had a really good soundtrack. I think they won like an award or something for it. I'm not sure. That could be false, but very good.
Also, Adventureland. Adventureland oh, yeah. had a really, really nice soundtrack.
It was
really
like sweet, cute ukulele love songs.
Yeah.
That's kind of like Juno. Juno had a very similar soundtrack to that.
Juno, yeah. I forgot.
Juno was very, very cute.
And Little Miss Sunshine, Juno, those like two like shaped me. Like Little Miss Sunshine has Sufjan on it as well. Chicago and No Man's Land. It's really good. I think like when what tends to be really bad is like movies about music, like the songs they write for the fake characters. I feel like those are the worst, like a lot of the time. Not always, but there's a lot of really bad, like, fake rock star.
I'm glad you added not all the time, because Walk Hard was actually a fantastic movie.
School of Rock.
School of Rock.
Oh, School of Rock. Amazing. I will never not School of Rock. So good.
Also talking about bad soundtracks, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion or not, but MTV shows, like, I've never watched Teen Wolf, but my sister is super into that. Every time I'd go into the room, there'd just be like these. It's me. I've got a poster in my room. No, there'd just be like these completely irrelevant pop songs in there just for MTV to play the artist's music, it seemed like, and I wasn't a big fan of that.
It's like that with a lot of CW shows as well. Yeah. I don't know, a lot of people. Everyone that likes like poppy music is very like, oh, I love the soundtrack, but it's just like normal music.
I think we're going to cut to an ad and a PSA. Sorry to interrupt, but glad we really got going with that conversation. Thanks for listening. This is We're on the Street, 101.9 FM. We're just going to play an ad and a PSA. We'll be right back.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really, like, good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Oh, that's so funny.
Hello, we're back. ICA wants to do a little artist spotlight. This is 101.9 FM. We're on the street, unceded Musqueam territory.
Hi. It's just this band from Toronto called Plum, and I just think they just like released a single. It's their first single. They're a brand new band, and I just think it's super cool that this song has come out, because their guitarist / synth player, he used to be in a like metalcore band from Hamilton called Counterparts, which is like a very heavy band, and then he left, and he was like their prime songwriter, and everyone's like, oh, what's Counterparts gonna do? And they released a great album without him also. But yeah, he started, not to knock Jesse, you're great, but like he left and then he started a band with his girlfriend, and they're called Plum, and they're like super like synthy low-key, and it's just like a complete 180 from what he did in Counterparts. And that's what he said when he left the band. He was like, yeah, I don't want to play this kind of music anymore, I want to try new things. So it's finally cool to see what that like new thing is. So yeah, I'll be playing their song Division off their future EP, but yeah, Division.
Thank you.
Hello, we're back. This is Isaac. This is 101.9 FM. We're on the street, CITR. And we're going to talk briefly about international music scene. So I want to give a shout out to 88 Rising, first of all. I love 88 Rising. I saw Higher Brothers 2 weeks ago now. I actually haven't talked about them yet, but it was a great show. They brought a lot of energy, and they tried their best despite their broken English. And I was actually really impressed with their English in the Narwhal interview, because at the show, I felt like, wow, they actually barely know any. But in the interview, they're great. I could totally understand everything they were saying. So just like hats off to them for coming out to North America, doing this tour to the West. And also, you know, Rich Brian, obviously. I would like to see him at some point. They have other good artists, you know, Joji. So I was just curious, anybody else got interesting international artists they want to talk about?
Yeah, I have the Sunday playlist, and a large portion of it is like Andre Bocelli and Gypsy Kings. Good, soothing, exciting music. It's like a good mix.
Where's it from?
Andre Bocelli, I think he's Italian.
Yeah. Sounds Italian.
Gypsy King is Spanish. But yeah, like I love the Gypsy Kings. They're amazing. Same as Bocelli. Bocelli's good vibes.
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting topic. I know we're kind of like the local music show, but it's mind-boggling when you realize that these local scenes exist everywhere, all over the world. Like lately, I've been listening to a lot of Brazilian music, just from like everywhere in Brazil, but it's ridiculous to think that every country you could pick on a map has some kind of scene going on and something totally unique.
And to add on to like the 88 Rising thing, I just like a lot of their artists have cool origin stories. Like I'm not sure about Higher Brothers, but like Rich Brian or just Brian now? I don't know.
Just call him Brian.
Just Brian. Brian Manuel. He like had Dat Stick, which was like super viral, and he's in his fanny pack and he's like walking down the streets of Indonesia and like rapping in his deep voice, and then that like blew up, and he actually learned English through like YouTube videos and like Rubik's Cube like tutorials and stuff like that. And his, like, if I met him, I wouldn't even think he was from somewhere else, because he doesn't really have an accent and his English is perfect. So like I took French for 9 years and can't like say anything. This man learned it from YouTube. And like Joji was Filthy Frank, who's like,
that's so
yeah
weird.
And now he makes like crazy serious music that's like angsty and it's dark. It's like super dark. So I just think it's cool how they have those origin stories and now they're like on this label and making big music.
Yeah, I don't know the Higher Brothers background, but in the Narwhal interview, they were like, oh, we started from the bottom. So I don't know what that means exactly, but it's pretty impressive how far they've come. I think, at least from what I've read, they're one of the first hip-hop groups to come out of China. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal. And that's really cool to see the influence going over there.
Mm-hmm. Talking about international music scenes, I'm an international student from Dubai. And I've talked about this in the show before, but the music scene in Dubai, it's existent, but it isn't as big as a city like Vancouver or even, I'd imagine, Indonesia, where Rich Brian's from. And that kind of makes me wonder sometimes if the environment that you're in is conducive to the music scene. Do you have to be from certain places to make it big in music, or, you know, is your talent going to carry you?
Kind of adding on to that, I just listened to it was like a radio interview with this man from Indonesia called Zay Nova, who's super passionate about country music, just loved it, and performed all over Indonesia, but no one was really biting, because I guess the country scene isn't too big. So moved to Canada, he like moved to Newfoundland, and then, no, I think he's in Vancouver, and he's like making a name for himself. He's performing all over the place, because he's like, I don't know, I guess Canada has country music and Indonesia just doesn't, and it was so sweet.
That's cool. There's actually this band, Stick to Your Guns. They're like a hardcore band from like all over the states, but like I just say Orange County because they started in Orange County, and like they played a show in Kenya, which like when they announced it, like I lived in Kenya for 6 years, so I was just like, that's crazy, like no one goes to Kenya. I think Sean Paul, yeah, shout out to Eric. I think Sean Paul went to Kenya once, but like Eric remembers. But yeah, they went to Kenya and they played a show, and like they were talking about like they had these opening bands and they just played like Nirvana covers and stuff like that, and how
like they would ask people like, is there a hardcore scene in Kenya? And they're like, yeah, totally, there's a hardcore scene. And it isn't necessarily that. It's just like all music with like kind of heavy guitars. Not even heavy. It would be like a Blur song and then like crazy like rah, like, you know, like loud music. And there was like clips from the show just like going wild in Kenya, and like, I don't know, it just blew my mind that this, like, no one really travels to Kenya ever to play. Like, I remember being there and being like, why can't Hannah Montana, like, why is she playing London? Like, come to Nairobi. So yeah, I really think it's cool when artists go to like places that people don't usually travel. Even like people, bands playing like St. John's, I'm like, oh, they don't get a lot of concerts. Like, I'm happy for them.
Yeah, it's funny how global some of these bands can be. Like, I think the biggest concert ever, it was Metallica playing in like Moscow. And it's just that I think this was after the Berlin Wall went down, so it was one of the first rock concerts they got. But it was, I think, a million people, not a million people. Something stupid, though. A lot of people.
It's a stupid amount of people.
I don't know how much this relates, but I came across something pretty cool last night. So I just got in a Peach Pit. Super good. Vancouver-based band. So I was trying to look for Peach Pit shows coming up, so I type in Peach Pit Vancouver, see Vancouver Music Festival. I'm like, oh, cool. It sounds so sick. It's next month. Click on it. Turns out it's in Austin, Texas. So I go to the Facebook event page, and apparently they have a yearly Vancouver Music Festival where they keep bringing acts from Vancouver. So apparently the whole rationale behind that is that Vancouver is known worldwide for this particular sound. And so I think that's kind of interesting, right? Like, there's like certain sounds associated with certain places in the world.
Fact check myself. It was actually 1.6 million people at a Metallica concert.
I think it's cool when like bands exist outside of their typical music scene. Like, I remember listening to an Injury Reserve on a podcast, and they're talking about how they're from Phoenix, Arizona, and how Phoenix didn't really have a rap scene, so they played all their shows in the indie scene, and that's like what they kind of came up with. But they still made it, I guess. Like, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, and back to Peach Pit, like, they just finished, I'm pretty sure, a tour of Asia.
Oh,
and
yeah, they did.
Yeah, and it's interesting because, like, I've always thought of them just as a local Vancouver band, but yet they're, like, actually, like, a tour of Europe and then also just a tour of Asia, where I'm not sure if they're super well-known, so that would be a very different vibe performing and being at that concert.
I've, like, really wanted to see them live, and my friends in Calgary have seen them more times than I have, and I'm like, okay, that's not even fair. I live in Vancouver.
Even, like, going to shows in Toronto versus Vancouver is, like, different, I feel. Like, no matter, like, bands always have their certain places where they're like, we get the best response here. And they're like, we hate Utah, or, like, whatever whatever the place is. So, and, like, I've heard, like, New York has, like, super hard crowds because they get so many bands going through that their standards are, like, raised. That's the word.
I really like going to like concerts in places where they're not well known, like the Arkells. I've seen here with like, you know, 1500 people in a massive field, and then I saw them in Scotland with like 20 people in the basement of a pub, and it's like completely different. You get to be so much closer to the band.
It's also interesting to think about how far people travel to go see bands. Like, easily, like, if you see a band that you're really passionate about, but they're playing in a city that's 4 or 6 hours away, you're like, you know what, honestly, I can make the trek, it's fine.
Okay, I'm gonna bring up Brockhampton, sorry, but, okay, listen, like, think about all the people who came from Calgary,
yeah,
and
Calgary.
Pitt Meadows, and Nanaimo, yeah, shout out to them, because they were in line before us, and they were there, they came all the way, so, for sure.
Another thing about, like, international music is, I know people always are, like, I don't know, there's a big debate on whether, like, the lyrics are more important or the music's more important, but when it comes to songs in a different language, like, I feel like I can enjoy them just as much, even if I don't know what they're saying. Like, there's a song called Amadeus? By, I forget who it's by, but it's actually not a language. Like, this man just made up syllables. It sounded, I was like, maybe this is Latin. It's not a language. But, like, it's so emotional. Like, the song makes me feel so many feelings, even though they're literally saying nothing. So, I feel like you can enjoy any music from anywhere, even if you don't necessarily understand what they're saying.
When I was growing up, my dad, who speaks no French, but his favorite genre was, like, French jazz, and he just loved it. He was like, I don't even know what they're saying. It just sounds so pretty. I don't even need to know what they're saying.
Yeah. I also want to give out to a shout-out to Stromae.
Stromae.
I didn't say that right. Stromae. Okay, I came from a school of French immersion. They said it like that,
oh,
so
maybe,
I'm not going to.
Right.
But I don't know, because I wasn't in French immersion, but That was one of the. I'm just saying. But my friends could back me up, maybe. Who knows? But he was one of the first non-English musicians that I actually got into quite a bit. I'm sad that I missed out when he was here at the Vogue, at least a couple years ago now, because it's such a small venue, but he's actually huge. You know, in you know when he went to Montreal, he was at the Bell Center. It's such a big difference, right? Just because of the population of French speakers. But just want to give a shout out to him.
I'm sorry, but Brockhampton. Like not when I saw them in Vancouver, like when me and Isaac went, but like last time they came in September. Like even the venue they played in Vancouver was like way smaller to the venues they played in like other places. Like they're playing the Danforth in Toronto, which is like 1,500, 2,000 people, but they played like the Biltmore, which is like 400, 500. So, like, even within, like, countries, you can see the different crowds people draw.
I think we're going to do another ad and PSA now. It's almost the 40. But we'll be right back. This is Word on the Street with your co-host, Isaac.
And I see it.
101.9 FM. Talk to you soon.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
See here, God, ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder Magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Still in me. La 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 la
It's okay, I got it, I see ya. Hello, we're back. This is We're on the Street. This is Isaac and...
I see ya.
Thank you. We're going to talk a little bit about some local events. Speaking of local events, you should check out Locals Only. A couple of my friends from high school are going to be performing at this. Yeah, and your friend...
Shout out to Pernilla and Olivia and Mia for organizing all of this. This is like the first installment of this whole Locals Only
series
thing.
Series one.
And J-Mon will be headlining. We got performances from Lil Bean, C-Buddy, Yappa Bang, Fendi Fiend, and Finesse the Kid. There may be some more coming up. Who knows? Many surprises. Get your tickets. Locals Only. Come to me. Get a sticker.
It's also an all-ages show, and this company will be doing only all-ages events. So
good to know.
Half of us are 19. Half of them aren't 19, so that's part of that.
That is true. It's very valid.
Quick interjection. Is this those Locals Only stickers that are all over campus?
Yes, that's ICEA putting them everywhere. I have like 100 in my bag, too. Just put them everywhere. You know, we got to promote local artists. Other local shows, which one are you going to, ICEA? You said soon.
Yes, we're going to a play called The Crucible, Me, Ava, and Brenna. We're going to be tabling for CITR, so if you see people with a big orange banner, that's us. Please take a flyer, please.
Get a sticker.
Yeah, get a
pin.
Sticker. Stickers are limited, so
please,
if you get one.
Please talk to tablers, because they feel just as awkward as you do.
Yes. Yeah. And me and Ava and a bunch of people actually went to a show at Stylus Records on Friday. It was our friend Nick's band headlining, Gentle Mind, and Camille, if you remember her, she was on the show last semester. She's in that band as well, Gentle Mind. And there was, like, it was a very diverse show. Like, the opening band was, like, Brenna went too. I don't know. Sorry.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. The opening band was, like, aggressive, but, like, at the same time, indie. It was, like, a King Cruelly-ish, but they had, like, the saxophone and the deep voice. And, like, the second band was, like, straight-up punk and, like, a three-piece with heavy bass, and then the third band was, like, dad rock, and, like, I don't know.
The third band, honestly, I don't know what they're called, but they seemed exactly like that stereotypical boy band out of a high school movie.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, they're the band. They're the ones at the band.
Yeah.
But, like, from the 60s. It was, like, kind of bop-esque, and there was a lot of, like, dancing and, like, I don't even know. It was, like, the lead singer and guitarist was, like, he was doing the Charleston almost while playing guitar, and it was impressive.
There was one where they had just taken the guitar or all the chords to Chronic Sunshine and made their own lyrics. And I was just
I didn't
know how to
catch that.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I was, like, bopping to it. I was like, oh, this is really familiar.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat.
And then Gentle Mind were, like, R&B, chill, like... It was cool. They kind of stood out, which was cool.
In a really good way.
Yeah, in a great way.
It was a good way to end the night.
Mm. Yeah, shows.
Any other local shows or shows in general anybody wants to mention?
If you're in the UBC area, there's a show at like 8 p.m. tonight at the Pit. It's not a show, but it's Band Wars. It's a bunch of Black Vinyl Project bands. They're all going to be competing for a spot at a show later on this semester.
For sure. Thanks for shouting that out. I would go, but I'm not 19 still. So.
Also, shout out to Megan, who's going to be in one of the bands performing at
she
that.
She is?
Yeah. She's a drummer. She's cool. She's not here right now, but she's cool.
Okay. Yeah, Megan's in the collective, so didn't even know that. I have a good conversation piece if we don't have anything else. So recently, on my recommended in YouTube, there's been this channel in particular that comes up, but it has been this sort of growing theme. It's called Metalheads React to Hip Hop, and it's just really great. There's one channel in particular I'm just gonna, they're called Real Dead One. They're actually Canadian because they make a lot of jokes about Tim Hortons and stuff like that. So it's these two guys, clearly really into metal. You know, they have the long hair, long beards, and they just play hip-hop tracks, and they pause it and play and pause it, and they just react to it, and it's really interesting. So I just wanted to bring up the topic of what's a genre that you guys totally, you just don't know, you're blindsided about it, but you want to learn about it and you want to react to it if you have a genre in mind or something you just want to get more familiar with that you haven't had a chance to explore. If anyone has an answer.
Me, actually, I have been trying to get kind of more into metal because it's something that I know there's no real community that's like metalheads where they're just so into it and so kind of insular. Like that's a really cool idea, metalheads listening to hip-hop, but anyway, like I kind of wanted to... I haven't heard of it, but I'll check it out. But yeah, and I've noticed that once you get past a lot of the kind of harshness of it, it's really accessible. Well, okay, it's inaccessible. Once you can get past the inaccessibility, then it's accessible.
I also think like heavy music in general is one of those things where if you don't listen to any of it, you hear all of it and you're like, oh, it just sounds the same. It's just like this yelling. But then once you get into it, you're like all these subgenres and like the rifts between like the metal community and hardcore community and like metalcore is taboo. We hate it. But then like it's popular and like it's all these like little things and like you start to be like, oh, this song's catchy. Whereas like if you didn't listen to it, you wouldn't see anything catchy about like people screaming. So I think that's cool. And to answer your question, I think anything for me that like requires more patience to listen to, like, I don't know, sometimes if I don't like a song like the first couple of times, I'm like, it's bad. But sometimes you just need time to like digest stuff. So yeah, that.
Yeah, I think I would like to get into jazz more because I remember I was talking to you about this last week because you used to play the sax, still play the sax.
I didn't lose the ability.
Okay, well, anyway, I just want to get into it more, and I just started listening to it more. I just thought it's really good, and I just want to be able to talk to anybody about music. You know, I don't want to be limited to just hip-hop is my main thing, but I want to be limited to that. I want to be able to talk to anybody about what they like, not just what I like, you know?
I feel like current, like, South American music would be really interesting, and I want to start listening to more of that because, like, I know... My dad was really into it when, like, in the 80s, so I've heard a lot of, like, South American music from the 80s, and that was really cool. So I feel like the natural progression of music would just mean that South American music right now, is some stuff's happening, so I want to get into that.
Cool. Anybody else got anything to say? Or should we play a song?
I agree with Isaac with jazz. I used to play it, but I never actually listened to it. My dad, like, his favorite thing in the world is jazz, and I think it makes him sad, but I don't enjoy his music, so I should get into that quick.
Also, going back to soundtracks, I think La La Land got a lot of people into jazz.
But there isn't a lot of actual jazz on the soundtrack. Like, if you watch, yeah, but it's good. I agree. La La Land, 10 out of 10.
Nothing else to say?
Nope.
Okay. You want to just fade into that song? I like that song a lot.
Yes.
Sure. Okay, we're going to play All I Need by Radiohead. Been listening to this a lot lately. Some good reactions.
Time to cry.
Yeah, time to cry. It's rainy. It's sad. Here's some Radiohead. Thank you.
Hi, this is Icia again, and we just want to say thank you for listening to Word on the Street. This is CITR 101.9. We are on the traditional, we're on the land of the Musqueam territory in Vancouver, and next up we have Flex Your Head, which you can listen to for all your punk and hardcore enjoyings. That's not grammar, but have a good day.
Bye.